The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 0-1 in conference play and 2-3 overall. Nebraska hosts Wisconsin on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, we certainly have a tough opponent ahead of us in Wisconsin. We've been watching them and looking at Paul's team for a bit now, and we've got obviously our issues of our own that we have to get better. We did not have much rhythm offensively in the last ball game, so we want to be able to find that, and we'll be doing it against a tough defense. And defensively, we made some improvement in some areas that we're encouraged by. Obviously, we're looking for more consistency as we go forward.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions at this time.
If you'd like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Daniel Uthman from USA Today Sports.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good, good.
Hey, you've had a lot of quarterbacks in your head coaching career. I just wondered if in college these days, if it's possible to have a succession plan that you can stick to at all at that position.
A succession plan?
Yeah, I mean, it's you
get a new guy as you go through.
Yeah,
I think that's a great question, and you hope you can build. Like we're just getting started here, right? And but you would like to hope that you could build on conceptually and you know basically approach wise, foundation wise, that you could have something established over a period of time where you could learn it coming in, and when you earned the right to succeed the next quarterback, you were ready and you had a good foundation to it. I think we saw the tough transition times of quarterbacks when we were at Oregon State, but we also saw development because of a system that had been in place for 12 years. So My goal is to be able to have that, and you have to be thoughtful about that in recruiting.
Are there any schools that you've looked at or anybody you've ever talked to about how to sort of establish that? Or has it been, that's probably been a long time at this point, I guess.
Well, you know, I've watched people from afar, with basically the style of quarterback. I think David Shaw knows exactly what he needs at the quarterback, and he's adapted a little bit, but their foundation has been consistent through the years with what that guy does. And then for us, we kind of learned it as we went through with the development of guys from Derek Anderson to Matt Moore to Moy Val and Canfield and Mannion at Oregon State. Being able to keep a foundation and kind of growing from there doesn't mean you don't change some stuff, but it's nice to know what you need.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, when things are going really rough on a team, what are some things you and the coaching staff do to just try to keep things together?
Teddy, I think that is what we're in the middle of right now, and the most important part for us is to basically have a plan to help give players concrete evidence of how they can improve and get better, and how we can turn some of these games that we've lost at the end into wins. I think that they need a lot of positive, good reinforcement on how to do stuff, and technically really believe that they got a chance to get better and make it better.
You've been around a long time. Have you ever had a stretch like this?
No, I have not. I was thinking about that personally the other day, and I don't bring that up voluntarily around a lot of people, but my wife and I were talking about that. I've just never seen it quite like this. But that's football, and there's reasons for it. So, you know, that's what we got to help our team with.
No doubt. Good luck. Thanks.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Brian Rosenthal from Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Mike, you said yesterday that you hadn't yet talked to Alex Lewis and had no update on the situation. I was just wondering if you had had a chance and any updates or any disciplinary measures over what happened over the weekend.
Well, you know, we did have a chance to talk, and I did get some clarification on what happened, and obviously we've talked about how to basically not put yourself in those situations, don't make those mistakes, don't react from something that's outside of you, external, and as far as anything else, that's really the talk that we had, you know.
He maintained his captain status?
Yeah, we haven't done anything with that at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Eric Olson from the Associated Press.
Yeah, Mike, just kind of following up on some stuff that happened down in Texas with regard to a player at Texas and a guy at Texas A&M using their phones during games to send out some tweets. What's your policy with regard to phones and guys having them and accessing them during the game, if at all?
Well, that is an interesting point because I haven't actually felt the need to even bring that up. I haven't noted any of that with our team, either in meetings or obviously games. But it doesn't mean that I won't now. As a good example, I mean, I'm just learning about that from this conversation, but we can just read or watch the news and have teachable moments for our team. And my policy has been and stated before, and previously, that cell phones in the locker room or obviously during games are never to be used.
Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Rob Cassidy from Rivals.com.
Hey, Mike. So I was just wondering what you've noticed as far as the differences in recruiting to Nebraska as opposed to Oregon State. Are there some unique challenges that are different there?
Well, you know, I think there's some similarities in the fact that, you know, this is not a place for, you know, and I think it comes up mostly on unofficial visits where it's easy for a lot of our guys that we're recruiting to just drop by. You know, that's the way it was in Corvallis, and that's the way it is here. Now, you know, it has been interesting and kind of exciting fun to start to establish a philosophy for what we want to do here, and I think we've got a good plan going forward, and obviously we're well into this class that's going to sign next February. So this is also our approach will be that we will evaluate it continually and find ways to get guys here, because that's what I've noted is almost all the players that are here, I ask them why they came, and they've all said that when they made their visit, it sealed the deal for them. So that is kind of what we're into right now.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.